اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are with Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Rohullah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, and welcome. And how are you, Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
That's good. Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Thank you so much. Welcome. I really welcome you all. So, inshallah, today we'll talk about the two verses on Surah Ali Imran on page 61, ayah number 89, and also ayah number 90. So, brothers and sisters, as you listen to IRIB English Radio, please turn to page 61 of the Quran Kareem. Have it with you. And ayah 89 and 90. So, okay, lesson ones. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون. So, everybody, let's listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون.
That was nice recitation. Okay, let's everybody now mention the important points in these two verses, okay? Allah Almighty says in ayah 89, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. In the previous verses, Allah Almighty was talking about the murtadin, yes? So those who commit irtidad, yeah, apostasy, and they disbelieve after they believe, yeah? So their punishment was that, what we mentioned, لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, yes? And here Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, okay? Except for those who what? For those who? Huh? تَابُوا. They turn back. Yes? They turn back. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Except such as repent. Such a person, okay? Who repents after that. After what? They disbelieved. Okay? After their irtidad. They make repentance. وَأَصْلَحُوا. And they make what? Amends or good deeds. Mm-hmm. They become good people, okay? They become believers, true believers. They do not do it like tomorrow, day after tomorrow, okay? They again turn back to disbelieving group of people, yes? No, they do good deeds, okay? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. For Allah, because Allah is all forgiving and all merciful. Okay? So Allah may forgive them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Now another group of people. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. Indeed, For sure. Those who turn faithless after their faith, they were faithful and they turned faithless, okay? They disbelieved after they believe. بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا ثم ازدادوا كفرا. They advance in faithlessness and their disbelieving, okay, increases. Okay, instead of being doing good deeds and making repentance, okay, they increase, they advance in being faithless. Okay, these type of people, لن تقبل توبتهم, never their repentance will be accepted. The repentance will never be accepted. Okay, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الضَّالُونَ, and it is they who are the astray. It's they who are the astray, those who are the wrongdoers, okay? The wrongdoers, or we say they, misguided people. So guys, Allah Almighty mentioned the punishment of someone who is disbelieving after they believe, yes, different groups of people, some of them who repent after their disbelieving, okay, after their irtidad, some of them who do not, yes, those who repent and they become good people, yeah, Allah Almighty may forgive them. And those who do not repent, they just increase on their faithlessness. Allah Almighty will never forgive them, okay? They are tawbah, even if they repent, because they know they are just joking with Allah Almighty. Yes, they are just trying to making fun of the Prophet, making fun of the Islam, making fun of the Iman, okay? Because why do they do so? Why do they make repentance after they disbelieved? It's because they see that they have nothing else, they have no help, they become helpless, okay? That's why they start believing again, okay? Otherwise, if they have everything, if they have car, if they have money, if they have a house, okay, if they have buildings, if their life is going well, okay, they will never repent. But when they face challenges, difficulties, they say, forgive me Allah, munibina ila ilayhim, okay? Munibina ila rabbihim, okay? Tadarru', they will ask for repentance, okay? If they face problems, otherwise, no. They will, when we ask them, who is Allah? I don't know Allah, who is Allah? When they are in good mood, okay? When they have money, when they have everything ready, okay? They will never talk about Allah. Even a single rakat of prayer, they will not do. But when they face a lot of difficulties, okay? They go to the masjid, they become good people, they ask Allah Almighty to forgive them, they donate, these things. Come on, bro, this doesn't work, okay? If you do not. After Allah Almighty solves their problem, again they become disbelieving to Allah Almighty. So this type of people are just making fun of the religion, fun of repentance, fun of Allah Almighty. So, لَن تُقْبَلْ تَوْبَتُهُمْ وَأُولَيْكَهُمُ الضَّالُ. May Allah Almighty guide us, inshallah. May Allah Almighty give us a strong belief when we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. It does not mean, Allah, guide us to the right path. We are on the wrong path. No, we are on the right path. Okay? But it means that Allah Almighty make our belief stronger. We should stay here in the right path. Okay? Make this dua, inshallah, always. Thank you so much. Guys, I don't want to talk more. I ask you to refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for more and details, for more detailed explanations, inshallah.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Now we will move on to the important Tajweed rules. And Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir are here, inshallah, to help us. Yes?
Yes.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا. Ali Nasir earlier asked me a question that what is that alif doing in these types of words? Kafaru, thumazdadu, yes? There is an alif after it, yes? Tabu, after a while there is an alif. Aslahu, there is an alif, yes? In the next word, kafaru, there is an alif. Thumazdadu, there is an alif after a while, yeah? Ali Nasir asked me this question. Yes, Ali Nasir?
Yes.
Before the class you asked me. Yeah. So I will mention it here. That alif is a silent alif. You don't have to read it. Okay? Some say this is for decoration. Some say that this is there just to make sure. Sometimes some words are muthanna, tathniya words, okay? They will be mixed up with them. So that's why this alif is there, okay? And it doesn't have anything to do really, okay? You can skip, you should skip it, okay? There is a sukun on the top, which means don't read this alif. Kafaruwano, okay?
Yes.
Ya tabuwano, there is no alif, okay? Suppose there is no, okay? Ignore it, just. Illa alladhina tabu min ba'di, min ba'di. Do you see Hassan, a baby meme, a small meme on the top?
Yes.
Noon. Min ba'di, yes? Min ba'di. So that says, indicates that the rule iqlab must be applied here. Min ba'di. Noon sakin plus ba. What do you do?
Min ba'di.
Min ba'di. Good job. Change the noon into a hidden meme sound. The ikhfa of meme. Can you pronounce mim? Say it mim.
Mim.
The last letter in the word mim is mim, yes?
Yes.
Meme, meme, yeah, meme, meme. So now, read it meme, but the last meme, do not read it. When you say meme, your lips touch. Yeah? Yes. Your lips. Two lips touch. Upside, up, the upper one and the lower one. They touch. But when you say, try this way, do not let your tongue and your lips touch, okay? Just pronounce the meme, but do not let them. Meme, meme. Do not let the lips touch. Huh? Put a tissue between your lips. This is called ikhfa. Ikhfa. Iqlab. Okay? Iqlab means you change the noon sound into a hidden meme sound this way. Min ba'di. Do not hide the sound of noon. Replace it with a meme with a hidden meme sound. But with a hidden meme sound. Min ba'di. Thalika. Read everyone. Min ba'di thalika.
Min ba'di thalika.
Ahsantum. Wa aslahu fa inna allaha ghafurur rahim. Nun mushaddad. Fa inna nun mushaddad. Allah is pronounced with a heavy sound. There is a fatha before because of that. Ghafurun rahim. Ra. They will be merged, okay? Tanween will be merged with the Ra Idgham is applied. Ghafurur Rahim. Next ayah. Innal ladhina kafaru ba'da imanihim thumma izdadu. It is the word izdadu. Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped when you join two words. Thumma izdadu. Thumma izdadu. Kufran. Tanween plus lam. Tanween plus lam. Merging idgham, but without ghunna, yes? No nasal sound, just merge them. And do not prolong it for two counts, just one count, just merge them together. ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَن تُقْبَلَ لَن تُقْبَلَ نون ساكن plus ta ties from the rest of the letters. حسن, the rule?
إخفى.
Good job. لَن تُقْبَلَ hide the sound of noon. Hiding means do not correctly pronounce it. Okay? Hide the sound of noon. La tuqbala tawbatuhum wa ulaika. Of course, the mad is wajib. We've mentioned it many times. Humuddalun. This mad is maddul lazim mandatory. Because you have a heavy letter. After a heavy letter, you have a mad. And after that mad, you have?
Tashdeed.
Ya mushaddad letter. A letter which is mushaddad. So this mad is mandatory. Six counts. I will read this to ayatain, inshallah. Repeat after me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَنْ تُقْبَلَ تَوْبَتُهُمْ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الضَّالُّونَ
إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsantum, mashallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us up to this point. Allah bless you, inshallah. That's it from us for today. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for Corporations. Thank you so much, brothers, for being with us. Hassan Ali Nasir and Hussein. See you, inshallah. Nothing to say?
No.
Allah bless you, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Allahumma. صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان